Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It is 3 o'clock, and we're heading quickly toward Drake May and Marcus Jones, so let's go to the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Andy Hart, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So did you guys see who was on the sideline before the Patriots game? Well, yeah, it was Mark Wahlberg. He was there to do the bell thing, but also Jaylen Brown and a bunch of other Celtics, who I can barely name right now, so we'll skip past him. It's all about Jaylen Brown. There was a lot to this little pregame appearance. First of all, I give him credit for the win. Jason Tatum was there. They didn't win after Jason Tatum visited. Jaylen Brown visits, they win. Coincidence? I think not. All the guy does is win championships, trophies, MVPs. Also, though, did you watch him playing pass? And he's playing pass with a black glove on his right hand. He's throwing it left-handed, not very well, gingerly. And do I need to worry about his wrist and whatever's going on with him? I thought we were full speed ahead with Jaylen Brown's going to be healthy. Now, all of a sudden, I see Jaylen Brown looking awkward at best, throwing and catching a football on the Patriots sideline. And it's led me to question, do I need to worry about his health as much as I'm worrying about Jason Tatum's, who's suddenly doing all these videos looking like he's making the fastest recovery from a torn Achilles ever? Jaylen Brown helped the Patriots get a victory yesterday. Jaylen Brown looked awesome. He looked like he was ready to lead this band of unknown brothers, except for the fact that he looked a little weird playing catch. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I didn't love that.
No, it was weird.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he was I think he likes to F with people quite a bit. I think he likes to try to control the narrative or just poke people, see how people react.
He also just not really be good at it.
Yeah, I don't know. But did he look like he was fully healthy, or is he just effing with us? Is he just throwing lefty to stoke people like me, the flames of my concerns? I don't know, but it's just something to sniff out and keep an eye on.
Yeah, not the time nor the place that I would have asked him to screw around with people with training camp and preseason games right around the corner. But we'll put a pin in that one. We'll revisit that later on in the show. A bunch of Celtics news breaking from around the weekend, as well as if we weren't busy enough. Speaking of other sporting events over the weekend, Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready?
Holy Giolito, let's get to it.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Would you mind sharing that audio with me, please, Stanley?
I don't think we should ever accept that in golf. I think
golf should be held to a higher standard than what was, you know, than what was seen out there this week.
Yeah, it should be held to a higher standard, Rory. I'm with you. Because you know what? I hate to say it. As hard as I was rooting for the Americans yesterday to complete the 28-3 comeback or the equivalent therein at the Ryder Cup, as hard as I pumped my fist when Cam What's-His-Face drained that 20-something foot putt, I got to tell you, America, you kind of got what you deserved, or at least the golfers didn't, but the rest of the country did, for the abhorrent, absolutely embarrassing behavior of our fans, our people out there at Bethpage this weekend. Throwing drinks, calling people names, Dan Ball, and so much more.
Yeah, it became from a home field or home course advantage to a disadvantage with the way that they were acting as the horn comes around. I was somewhat embarrassed with the way that the U.S. fans conducted themselves.
Did we just have a tag team three-point stance?
We did, because there's only
Welcome to the future.
For two. Yeah, it was kind of. I know Dan was feeling the same way, so I wanted to bring him in on mine.
Why don't you guys move to Europe then?
It's like Shaq Tank. You know what it is? It's sort of like, you know, Dan, I'm not sure if I want to go, like, maybe. You want to come in on this? $250,000, we'll split it. 25%.
Yeah, I got $125 for you.
It's perfect. Yeah. Isn't it funny also, too, as the Ryder Cup began, you know, America, the nation that's supposed to be so unified, we couldn't play together in Europe. Oh, all these little individual nations that are so for themselves and refuse to unify, just like the United States, they were playing as a better team. Not getting too rattled. But back to the fan behavior. Look, I love it whenever it's like, what is the garbage disposal one where everyone throws their
waste management? Oh, the waste management.
Waste management. Yeah, thank you, Andy. That's fine and dandy. That's what you get. That's what you expect when you go to this. This is one of the preeminent golf tournaments in the world. You cannot be throwing drinks at Rory McIlroy, the Masters champion. I don't care if he says he's from Europe and lives in Florida now or what. That is pathetic.
Those are two different things. You can't throw drinks. You shouldn't be doing anything like that. But if you want to heckle a little bit, I mean, I enjoyed Billy Matt, Happy Gilmore as much as anyone.
That
was the story
on.
Of that. Jackass! So I actually have no problem. If golfers want to consider themselves athletes, I mean, all other athletes deal with this, right? Every other sport, you got to deal with it.
But it's golf.
Quiet, please. Quiet, please, so he can putt. Oh, I'm not going to putt until they shut up. I'm just going to outweigh them.
What about Tiger? What about your champion, Tiger Woods?
Hated him. He used to flip out when he could hear the camera going click, 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 taking a picture of him, that jack wagon. You're not a real athlete if you can't perform through noise.
Remember when cameras did that?
Yes. That's going to do it for the three-point stance today. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our guy Drake May, future Patriots Hall of Famer, will join us here next on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.